And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, of course. And tonight, we're going to open a wine from France. And, you know, it's been a while since we've done a French wine. I figured it was time to do it again. We're going to do it tonight. And we're going to open our Bordeaux. This is a Bordeaux. This should be an interesting wine to try. I've heard some decent things about it. I don't know. It's a 2021, so it hasn't had a lot of time to age. We'll see. But I'm glad you're here. And welcome to the show. If you're joining me for the first time or the 173rd time, because this is the 173rd episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show, coming right from this consciousness right here and from yours. Those of you who are in the chat right now live, watching me live on the chats, I do have my show notes, and they are right here as always, but I don't always follow them verbatim. We go off the rails sometimes, from time to time, because this show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine. It's just a catalyst to get things going. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libations, no matter what they are, wine, beer, you know, and our favorite snacks, you know, whatever they are. Just kicking back, relaxing, having a great time on a Saturday night, forgetting about the troubles of the world for the night, and just having a great time together. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We don't talk about things that tear people apart. We want to talk about things that bring people together, because that's what wine does. It brings people together. So get in the chats. Get in the chats and join me on the Saturday Night Wine Stream for this episode of Drink with Rick. If you're joining me tonight live, you can chat with me. You can chat with me live. Let me pull this up for just a minute. Here we go. You can chat with me live on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can chat with me live on YouTube. YouTube, Drink with Rick. Just type in Drink with Rick. You'll find it. This live episode going on right now. Twitch is Drink with Rick and the number one. So you go to twitch.tv/Drink with Rick and the number one, all one word, Drink with Rick one. And Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick, and on Odyssey. Drink with Rick. You can type it up. You'll find it. You can also put in the URL for this episode, which is Le Port de Bordeaux. So that's not how I say it. It's Le Port de Bordeaux. That's the French accent, right? My fake French accent, such as it is. So you can find me in all these places. Also, the website, if you can't watch now or watch later, the podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you go to drinkwithrick.com, you can see all the places where you can subscribe to the podcast, listen to the show. You can listen to it live at drinkwithrick.com. You can listen live on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen later on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio. Let's see. Did I mention Deezer? Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org. That's the website of the Podfather himself, Adam Curry. And by email, if you click on the little blue button on the subscribe page at drinkwithrick.com, type in your email address in that little box and send it off. You will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's not for anything but just getting the podcast. Okay. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. You can, of course, watch live. Did I mention that? No, I didn't. You can watch live also on our website at drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a live chat going on there, but if you click on the episode, you click on the live episode, let me see if I can do that here. Go down here, scroll down a little bit. For this week's episode, it hasn't been refreshed. Let's refresh that. There we go. The live feed for the live episode. You'll get a little comment box down below. And see the comment box there? And you can type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away. There's a little delay there. like I'll see it after the show, but I will read them at the next episode, on the next episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And that's what that is all about. So there we go. And let me check the chats real quick before we go any farther. Let me see who's joining us in the chat. And my good friend Ed is in the chat. Ed says, Ed's aboard, and I am so glad that you are, Ed. As always, it is always good to see you, my friend. I'm glad you are here. Thank you for being here tonight. And also, let's see, let's check YouTube. I've got kind of quiet on YouTube at the moment, as usually is. Twitch, we have folks in Twitch. And Bully is in the chat, and Bully says, hi, greetings from Germany. Wow, from Germany. Well, it's great to see you here, Bully. Please, says, hang around. Tell me what you're drinking, by the way, or what you're not drinking, or what you'd like to be drinking, or would you like to see me drinking, and if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy a bottle of it and drink it, too. But I hope the weather in Germany is going good right now, because it's been kind of rainy out tonight, and I started a little late tonight. I've had some technical things I've had to take care of here, but hopefully that's done. And X86 is in the chat. X86 says, I've missed the last two shows, but I'm glad to catch this one. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Thanks for being here, and it's great to see you, by the way. And let's see, anything else going on any other chats? We're good for right now. And, you know, I don't know about Twitter. I get tweets there. I'm getting some tweets here, but I can't really see some of the notifications right now. But I will check on those presently if I can. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on Facebook, and she says hello. And right back at you, Chi. Thank you for being here. And thank you for preparing. Let me see if I can. I'm trying to like this. I don't know why I can't like it for some reason. There we go. I've got to show you what we've got going on tonight, because my lovely wife, Chi, is part of this, as always, and she does a fabulous job with it. First of all, let me show you the wine that we have tonight. The wine that we're opening up is Le Port de Bordeaux. Le Port de Bordeaux. I messed it up. I haven't had any wine yet. Le Port de Bordeaux. It's a Bordeaux. Surprise, surprise. It's a Bordeaux. It's a 2021. And this is what we're going to be opening tonight to try it out. And on camera three, I have this lovely little dish that my lovely wife, Chi, prepared for me. A lovely dish from my lovely wife. And what I have here is I have some burger and some, I've got a couple of cheeses here and some barbecue. A smoked turkey there from Barbecue Shack, and I think it's from the Q Shack. A couple of cheeses and a garnish there, and that looks really, really nice. Thank you for all of that, Chi. I really appreciate it, as always. And you do a fabulous job of presentation. Much better job than I do a presentation, that's for sure. Let me tell you what else we got going on tonight. Kind of a light night tonight, because it's... it's been quite a week and a little bit of a day here today, so I didn't really have much time to prep the show as I usually do, but I do have some things going on. We're going to toast some national days, of course, and we're going to review the wine, pair it with food. I have a dog video to show you, which should be kind of cute, and with a few dad jokes, and well, you know, I think there is a... Oh, I'm going to tell you how to get some free coasters, by the way, some Drink with Rick coasters. If you don't already know about that, I'll tell you how you can get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters free, and we'll talk about that later on. Plus the weather. Wow, the weather's been acting up lately, so I'm going to talk about that just a little bit. And a couple of shout-outs, too, by the way. So we've got a fun show tonight. It'll be a fun show, but once again... You make the show because it's your participation in the chat. Sometimes we just go off in different directions because people ask me questions about my days at Disney and Channel 35 and some of the other things I've done, radios, things like that. They ask me about things like that, or they want to talk about various things. We've opened up various discussions about sci-fi, and you know what? I'm going off on a stream of consciousness now, but I did kind of want to make a mention of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Maybe if somebody reminds me, I'll make a mention of that later. Anyway, so on with the show. Let me check. All right, Next86 says, what a wonderful snack plate. I can't wait to hear the review of the Bordeaux. I can't wait to try it. So we'll see how, let's see what happens. Let's go ahead and get into it. This is what we're doing. The Le Port, let me see if I can do this right. Le Port de Bordeaux. Le Port de Bordeaux. I can't say it twice fast, much less three times. Le Port de Bordeaux. I'm trilling my R's like Spanish, and I should be doing the like French, you know? Le Port de Bordeaux. And to my friends in Germany there, in France, who might be watching, my apologies, my deep, sincere apologies. oh boy, you must be laughing at me now. It's okay. It's okay. Just laugh with me. That's fine. Okay, now this says on the front, I don't know if you can read it on the front on that page, it says Grand Vin de Bordeaux, and it has a number. It looks like it has a serial number down at the bottom. I don't know if you can see it. I can't really zoom up on it, but let me show you the back of this wine. And it says Le Port de Bordeaux, Appellation Bordeaux Controlli, Red Bordeaux Wine. As if we didn't know, it's a Bordeaux, by the way. It is a Bordeaux. From what I see here on the label. It's a 2021, red Bordeaux wine. It's a Bordeaux. It's imported by Latitude Wines, Incorporated in Danville, California. Alcohol is 12.5% by volume, which is a relief to my wife, I think, and probably a disappointment to everyone else who wanted to see me falling down drunk. From something much, much higher than that. It is a product of France, and this is a 750 milliliter bottle of wine, as it usually is. Not always, but usually. We've had a liter bottle before from Italy, that apparently that's a lot more common than it is in the United States. I look forward to getting more of those in the future. All right, so let's go ahead and open this wine, shall we? Let's go ahead and get a close-up here. We'll go ahead and open this wine up. And I don't know why my camera's a little cut off here, more than usual. But let's open that up. Cut the foil with the foil cutter, and then to decork, I know. It's on this show. If you're a first time watcher of the show or a first time listener, I don't say uncork. I say decork the wine because that's just how I roll. I want to be different. I don't want to be just like everyone else. I am not a sommelier. I'm just an everyman who likes to drink wine, like 99.9% of everybody out there. Okay, and I don't pretend to be, you know, a sommelier or a wine snob. But I had plenty of wine in my day. I know something about wine. I know enough to know how to open this bottle with this amazing and wonderful mechanical decorker. And let's see. Oh, yes, I need to have my aerator. I need that in there. And, oh, wow, good. That goes in really nice. Doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Oh, there we go. A little bit nicer now. It's not going to come out too easily. Wait till I try to remove it later. That'll be fun. Okay, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway genuine crystal glass given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. Imported from Ireland, by the way. Did I say this was a Bordeaux? I think it's a Bordeaux. Okay. Poured a little bit of wine in this glass. Give it a little bit of a swirl here against the table, which is really, really loud because this microphone is very sensitive. A little ASMR for Saturday night, folks. And you'll hear a lot more of it, too, as I start eating and drinking and being merry. And of course, I'm going to put it on my Drink with Rick coaster, the official Drink with Rick coaster, and I'll tell you later how you can get a free pair of those. Okay, so let's set this aside for just a moment. I'm going to let it open up and breathe, just breathe. And while it's doing that, just giving it a chance to get a little air in there, while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I checked around. I'll tell you where I bought it in just a moment. But checked around, and there was some information on online. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. And what I did see was a little bit mixed. I saw that one or two sites gave it, I think one site gave it a 4.1 star rating out of a bunch of different ratings. Vivino gives it 3.4 stars out of 55 ratings, and I believe this is for the 2021 vintage. And let me see, the pricing on this thing, I really couldn't find a tech sheet on this wine anywhere. When I say tech sheet, I mean like a one sheet where they explain the process of making, of how this wine was made and where it was made and where the grapes came from, the appellation, that the soil type, and you know, sometimes they get really detailed about the type of soil it was grown in and the climate that it was grown in and how it was harvested and how it was prepared and whether it was put into French oak barrels or American oak barrels or whatever. Or whether it was just done in steel containers and things like that. You know, they get really into the weeds on some of that stuff. And that's always fun to read. I like that. But I couldn't find anything on this wine. I couldn't. What I did find was that it's sold at Trader Joe's, which is where I purchased this one. And I did find a little bit of pricing on it. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Wine Searcher had it listed for $12 for a 750 milliliter bottle. I'm looking at the Wine Searcher site right now. Grape Hill Liquors in New York. And other than that, I really didn't find anything else except that it is sold at Trader Joe's. And let's see, Vivino has it listed for $7.49. That's the average price that people paid. And I will tell you what I paid for, because I have the receipt right here in my hands. I paid for this 750 milliliter bottle of 12.5% alcohol by volume, Le Port de Bordeaux. I paid $7.49. The exact amount that Vivino's saying that it's selling for. I paid $7.49. So there you go. That's what we've got going on there. Let me see if we can adjust this. There you go. That's a little bit better. All right. It's not cutting the top of my head off. All right. So that's what we've got going on there. So we're going to give it a little bit of a whiff. Let me, you know, before I do that, let me check the chats one more time. See who else is in the chat. Kind of quiet on Odyssey and Twitter. And let's see. Oh, yes. So X86, how was your week, by the way? Let me know how it's going. And also, Bully, thank you once again for being here. It's great to see some from. We do have folks that watch from all around the world. And it's great whenever someone comes in that's from just not right here in the States. You know, as much as I love everyone here in the States, I like to see folks from, and we do. We have friends from all around the world. And France and Germany and Italy and Australia, a lot from Australia, New Zealand. Did I forget anybody yet from some of the folks watching us? If not, apologize. We need to start drinking wine. So let's get to the wine drinking. All right. We're covered. Okay. Let me give this a little bit of a whiff. Some cherry, lots of cherry, and some strawberry, not surprising for Bordeaux. Let's give it a little bit of a taste. Wow, that was interesting. some chocolate in there too. And also, I'm not sure what that was. Let me give it another try. It's definitely cherry and strawberry in here, that's for sure. I was expecting that. Something else that I didn't really pick out right away. A lot of fruit in here. You know, some chocolate and some oak. Some quite a bit of oak. Quite a bit of oak in there. And fairly oaky. There's some tannins in this, and it's a little more tannic than a couple of the wines that we tried the last couple of weeks. The last couple of shows, they're kind of like medium to light tannin in it. And this is a little more tannin. It's not it's not a lot of tannin. It's not loaded, but it has more tannin in it. It does. It's a little bit. I don't want to say it's chewy, but it's a little bit. There's a lot going on here. It's very, very dry. This is a very, very dry wine. And it's kind of you can tell right here, it's not as bold as, it's not as full-bodied, first of all, as some of the wines that we've had over the last couple of weeks. It's not as full body, which means it's lighter. It's just a lighter wine. And it doesn't taste as bold as some of those wines, especially the one that we had like last week, which was actually pretty good. It was not the boldest wine. I don't like them too bold, but I like them, you know, sometimes somewhat bold, but I do like some lighter wines. This is a lighter wine, not unexpected with some Bordeaux's. Not really at all. And it's a good complexion. I like the complexion of this wine. I know it's kind of hard to tell in these lights. Not a lot of legs, okay? I know there's some people that say, well, what's it got for legs? Not a lot. And one reason is because this is 12.5% alcohol. It's a little bit lower than some of the wines that we've had before. The alcohol content is not as high, which is fine with me because I don't like, and I mentioned this many times, I like to taste the wine, particularly with wines with higher alcohol levels, higher alcohol content. They can be okay as long as I'm not really tasting the alcohol over the other flavors of the wine. When I start tasting the alcohol and it starts to overpower the other flavors, I don't like that too much. I like to have that balance. I like that balance. This wine is well balanced in that sense because I'm not really getting a lot of alcohol. I mean, I'm tasting the flavors. However, this does have a fairly short finish. It's not a long finish at all. It just kind of goes down and a slight aftertaste, and then that's about it. There's not a whole lot to the wine. I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I like this wine. And to be honest, from the first taste, and as you know, I always say that you really can't tell much from the first taste or two. You've got to get down into the bottle. And that's what I like to do on this show, is I like to get down into the bottle. And the bottle has to be opened up for a little while and you know, aerated and really, I don't generally, for this show, I have done it once, but I don't generally spend a lot of time decanting the wine. I have done that on occasion for certain wines that had to be decanted first, but I generally don't sit here and decant the wines. I just, you know, open the bottle and drink. For that reason, some wines kind of need to be decanted to really get the full flavors out. So this is what I'm tasting at the outset. At the end of the show, I usually give a final review, and during that review, the wine has had a chance to open up. I've had a chance to really taste it, pair it around, and really kind of get a feel for what this wine and a taste for what this wine is really like. And that's how I do it. So I will give you my final review at the end of the show, but for now, it's okay. It's not a bad Bordeaux at all. It's just, I think it might be, maybe just from opening, I think it might be just a little bit young. It's a 2021, so I think it might be just a little on the young side. Not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that I think maybe it needs to have a few more months, before it's opened. That's just my unprofessional opinion. And we all know how unprofessional I am. We've all seen that before. Okay, but so far it's not a bad wine. It's decent. I don't know. I'm tasting something else in there too. Maybe a hint of leather. Maybe tobacco. I don't know. We shall see as the night progresses. Okay, so let's get back to the chest in just a minute, and then we're going to pair it with some food. And let's see, Twitch. Who else is on Twitch right now? And I think we're good. Let's go ahead and do the food pairing so we can get into more of the fun stuff. Because the real fun stuff comes when we start toasting, right? And by the way, if you or anyone you know is having a birthday or an anniversary, any other kind of celebration, I'll be happy to toast it right along with you and celebrate along with you. And look, if you're watching, like, say, on Twitch or something like that, and I toast you, feel free to clip it. Feel free to clip it and use it. It's good. It's good. Okay, so let's see what we have on camera three. On camera three, we have this lovely dish prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. And we are going to try first the burger because it looks like it's getting cold pretty quick because we've been here for a little while already. So we're going to go ahead and try that now. And good burger, by the way. Thank you, Chi. Good burger. Let's see how it pairs up with the Bordeaux. Pretty good. You marinate this? Decent. Now, once again, because this wine is a little bit lighter bodied, and the beef was a little on this, it was grilled, but it kind of had a slight smoked flavor to it. I wouldn't say it was the best pairing on that. I would say I think it would probably go fine with maybe a grilled steak or something. Maybe a full hamburger with the veggies and everything in it, I think would be probably fine with that. Interesting. All right, well, let me clear the palate for a moment with my water. And I know, yeah, I've been looking at the wrong camera. So that's what I do. I switch over to, I'm going to be on camera two for a while, and then I'm looking at camera one. It's what I do. That's how I roll. Okay, what were we doing? Oh, yeah, we're going to go back to camera three. And let's try it with the smoked turkey. This is kind of a barbecued smoked turkey from Q Shack here in Charlotte, North Carolina, because that's where we're from. And back to camera two. And this time, I'm on camera two. Remember that. Mental note, Rick. Here is the turkey. And it's a good turkey. And as it is with most everything else we serve here, leftovers. All right. Oh, not bad with the turkey. Yeah, it's works pretty well with the turkey. It kind of subdues the smokiness just a little bit of the turkey, but it's actually a pretty good pairing. I think this would work well also with turkey and chicken, and most any kind of poultry. Maybe a little duck, maybe a little roast duck. It would probably go good with that. I think it'd be fine with that. I don't see an issue with it. Time to clear the palate. And let's go back to camera three. Let's try it with a couple of cheeses. Now, Bordeaux and cheese are fine. It's a red wine. No reason why it wouldn't. These two cheeses, I don't know. We'll go to try. This is the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm. This is a cheddar cheese. It's like a medium cheddar, but it has Parmesan in it. And it's quite a good cheese. And like the wine, this cheese comes from Trader Joe's. Mm. Oh, I like that. It's a nice pairing. Now, I can't say this Bordeaux would be the best with pasta. I prefer a lot of, not that it'd go bad with a pasta, but I kind of prefer a lot of the Italian wines. Being part Italian myself, and Italian heritage. My dad was a full-blooded Italian. He drank a lot of wine, made some wine. And it goes back to generations. A good red wine, like a Chianti, was a good pairing for pasta. This is I don't know that I would say this goes great with pasta because we haven't tried it yet. But I think with the cheeses, it's fine with some of the cheeses. Let me see what we have on camera. Oh, you know what? I've got to clear the palate again, don't I? Yes, I do. One more time. Clear the palate. I'm trying to conserve the water just a little bit here. Okay, clear the palate. Go back to camera three. And let's go ahead and try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And as you know, we have never had a miss with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. It's really, really Gouda. Gouda. I know in some countries they call it Gouda. They would generally call it Gouda because it's so Gouda. I've really run that joke into the ground, haven't I? Goes fine with the Gouda. And the creaminess of the Gouda, even though it's wine, it seems a little on the young side and fairly light, and there's not a lot of finish to it. The Gouda kind of seems to extend it just a little bit because it is a creamy cheese. So it helps. Not bad. I think that does it for the pairing, doesn't it? Okay. Good for the pairing. All right. So I would say so far, the burger, I think it would have to be a whole burger, not just the burger and meat that it would go good with, but it would probably be fine with that. It'd probably go good with some beef. I think it goes probably pretty well with poultry, just about any kind of poultry. I'd have to try it with some roast duck. That would be kind of interesting. But other than that, and the cheeses, it's okay with the cheeses. Other than that, I find this so far to be okay. I find it to be okay. Not bad. All right, so with that done, what else do we have next on the list? Oh, yeah. We're going to toast some National Days, aren't we? And any other toasts that anyone else wants to toast? Ed, how's your week going? And Paul is in the chat, Paul Vato. And Paul says, greetings from Las Vegas and greetings right back at you, Paul. It's great to see you here. Paul Vato presents. Thanks for being here. And tell me what you're doing, what you're up to, what you're drinking. And or what you like to be drinking, that's fine. And we're having this Bordeaux, and it is a Bordeaux because it says so about seven or eight different places on this thing. Hey, whatever it is, it's a Bordeaux. We made sure of that. So, well, good to see you here, Paul. Glad you're here. And stick around because we're going to have some fun. X86 says, more Gouda, love it. Yeah, Gouda's great stuff, I'll tell you. It really is. And this particular one from Trader Joe's is one of my favorite Goudas. It really goes well with a lot of different foods. And it seems to go well with just about every wine we've ever tried, every wine. And in fact, there have been a couple of wines that we've had on the show here in the past that the Gouda saved the wine, if you can believe that. That has happened on more than one occasion. So, anyway, grabbing the wrong mouse here. Okay, so let's go ahead to the next item. And that next item would be National Days, because we have some National Days to toast. Let me cue the wave. And here we go. The bottle wave. This is, by the way, this is courtesy of my daughter, CM Cinder. Tia, tiasavoy.com, tiasavoy.art. She can do art like that for you as well. If you have a podcast or a show, do any kind of streaming on Twitch or whatever you do, you can, you know, you can commission her. And it's Tia Savoy. Do I have that up, by the way? I want to give her a shout out here real quick while I can, before I forget it, because I don't want to forget. TiaSavoy.art, TiaSavoy.art, and TiaSavoy.com. That's her website. You can click on the commission form page, and she does all kinds of different art. She's done commissions for a lot of different people and done a lot of different things. She does all the graphics for this show and the animation that you see behind me. She's working on some more for me, too. Hopefully, that will be ready very, very soon. That's tiasavoya.com or tiasavoya.art. Anyway, where was I? God, see it? That's my stream of consciousness going on. No, she didn't pay me to plug her, okay? She didn't pay me to give her a plug. It's a free plug. Okay? She didn't pay me to plug her website. All right, so where was I? See, this is my stream of consciousness. Oh, yes, National Days. Okay, back to the National Days. Ready? Okay. National Days are up. Let me go to the list. Okay, this is currently September 10th for another 1 hour, 50 minutes Eastern time. This is these times are Eastern time. That's what I'm using here. And this is September 10th for another hour, 10 minutes. And it is National Swap Ideas Day. National Swap Ideas Day. Exchanging ideas, an exchange of ideas. That's what has kept our society, I would say society, I mean the human society, the human race, still around, because we swap ideas and we exchange ideas and exchange knowledge. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. National Swap Ideas Day, I will drink to that. All right. And by the way, these national days are courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com, that is Marlo Anderson's site. He's the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And Marlo's a nice guy. He's a good guy. And anyway, he puts up the national days. I'm currently putting in a petition to see if we can get a national day added. I'll explain more of that later. I'll see how far that gets. I don't know. I'll ask Marlo. September 10th is also National TV Dinner Day. You ever had a TV dinner? I mean, probably everybody has at one time or another. I remember as a kid, sitting down around the TV, and on occasion, we had TV dinners, which, of course, we ate watching TV, or while we were watching TV, a thing to do back in the day. Of course, that really is dating me. Now, in my day... we had TV dinners didn't come microwavable because we didn't have microwaves back then. We had, that's really dating me, isn't it? We had, at least when they weren't available to consumers, if they did exist, and, you know. we had these TV dinners that had to be heated in the oven, and they were in tins. They were in, you know, like aluminum, you know, tins with the covers, and they had to put them in, heat them up, and then for like 20 minutes or whatever, and then serve them. And that was, at the time, that was pretty revolutionary because, well, it just added, you know, it took less time to do that than it did to cook a full meal, right? People just wanted to grab something, throw it in the oven for 20 minutes, and then sit down and watch their favorite primetime TV show. TV dinners. They come a long way, too. Well, not really. Same junk and same cheap food in the TV dinners. Same quality, I should say. Well, maybe the quality was better then. I don't know. It's harder. I don't really recall. All I remember is it wasn't as good as mom's home cooking. you know, we didn't expect too much from him. But here's a National TV Dinner Day. All right. While we're at it, we're going to tomorrow. Well, it's going to be today in another hour and an hour and 6 minutes Eastern time. We're going to go ahead and toast the ones for Sunday as well. Sunday, September 11th, 2022. We got a few national days here. National, yeah, I'm going to get to that. National Hot Cross Bun Day. I know the song. I don't recall the last time I ever had a hot cross bun, but I'll drink to that. Why not? It's a I'll drink to that. Let's see. It's National Make Your Bed Day. Okay, I made my bed this morning. As a matter of fact, I got up this morning and I made my bed. She and I made it together. We did it together. It took less time to do that. Oftentimes in the morning, I'm usually the last one up. Well, between she and myself, I'm the last one up. She gets up considerably earlier than I do. And when I get up to go to work, I am the one who makes the bed. Because that's kind of the rule in our house. I think it's the rule in most households. Is that the last one on the bed has to make the bed, right? Yeah. And that's what I usually do on the week during the weekdays. But today, we got up around the same time. So we just made the bed together, went downstairs, which is pretty cool. So it's National Make Your Bed Day tomorrow. And I fully plan to make my bed. I make my bed and then I'm going to lie in it. No, actually, I'm going to lie in my bed and then I'm going to make it. Kind of a little backwards there. National Make Your Bed Day. I will drink to that. It's also National Hug Your Hound Day. The second Sunday in September is National Hug Your Hound Day. And there's a reason for that, because it's also National Pet Memorial Day. Second Sunday in September is National Pet Memorial Day, and that is to honor all those pets who've passed on. And for those who've never owned a pet, it doesn't seem like such a big deal. But for those who have owned a beloved pet and has lost one, it's like losing a family member. And it can be kind of tough. In honor of National Pet Memorial Day, I have a photo of my son's dog, Cosmo, Tommy Antio's dog, Cosmo, who was really part of the family, part of the whole family. And his loss last year was I think, the end of September, early October. I believe it was. And he passed away. He was 14. And this is a toast to our beloved dog, Cosmo. Cosmo the dog. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful dog. And we still miss him dearly. Here's to Cosmo and National Pet Memorial Day. It's also National Grandparents Day. Sunday after Labor Day is National Grandparents Day. I will drink to that. I had grandparents. I had two sets of grandparents, and they were great people. Especially on my mother's side, there were some great people. National Grandparents Day. You know what? I forgot the fireworks. Oh, that's the wrong thing. There we go. Wrong item. National Grandparents Day. There we go. Okay, now we get to another very important day. And for those of us in the United States, it's a very solemn day. It's Patriot Day, National Day of Service and Remembrance. And this is in honor of those nearly 3,000 people we lost on 9/11, 2001. September 11, 2001, when we lost so many people, most of them the World Trade Center, when the World Trade Center was hit, the Twin Towers, and some we lost, I believe we lost some in the Pentagon, and we lost some in, the Brave passengers and crew of the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania field. And at this time, I want to honor them. And here's to National Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance, otherwise known to most of us as 9/11 Day. I will drink to that. Okay, so I think that does it for the national days, right? Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking tonight Le Port de Bordeaux. Ooh, I did it right this time, I think, with my fake French accent. Oui, oui. That's a 2021, and it's a Bordeaux because it says so all over the bottle, repeatedly. Apparently, we're going to forget it's a Bordeaux if they don't repeat it all over the bottle, because that's what they do all over the bottle numerous times is Bordeaux, Bordeaux, Bordeaux. And you know what? I think if you have enough of this Bordeaux, you probably forget that it's a Bordeaux. You probably forget what you're drinking, period. But there's only 12.5% alcohol in this. So what's my excuse? Yeah. Well, anyway, let me check the chats again, see what's going on. Paul, I hope you're doing well tonight. And Vegas, wow. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. X86 says, he says a lot here. X86 says, did I miss that? Okay. Swanson, Hungry Man. Oh, yeah. So you remember, the TV dinner, Swanson and Hungry Man. Oh, yeah. How did that go? That jingle go? The Hungry Man one? Was it How Do You Handle a Hungry Man? The Manhandler or something? No, that wasn't it. Yeah. I remember the Hungry Man TV dinners. I do. And X86 says, oven cooked. Yeah, that's true. And Toasting Cosmo. Thank you, X86. Toasting Cosmo. Actually, that's the video I want to show. That's next. Let me check everywhere else. It looks kind of quiet everywhere else. Okay. Twitch is doing good. And folks watch on Twitch tonight. Okay. So I have a video to show you. And this is related to the Pet Day, the Pet Memorial Day. I wanted to share this with you. As you know, I showed you a few moments ago, our beloved dog Cosmo, who was just an amazing little dog. He was just such a good dog. And he was. I mean, it sounds cliche, but he really was a really, really good dog. Very, very smart. Very intelligent dog. He'd have an attitude sometimes, but he was – sometimes he didn't – tell him to do something. He didn't want to do it. He'd kind of look at you like, I don't really want to do this. But he'd do it anyway. Kind of begrudgingly, but he'd go do it. And, he was just a good dog. Anyway, so poor Cosmo, he was 14 years old when he passed away. I was kind of hoping he'd make it to January, because January was his birthday. His birthday was in the month of January. I don't know the exact day. But we were kind of hoping he'd make it to January. But Cosmo had, as he was getting older, he had developed a brain tumor. And in addition to the brain tumor, he, at his age, he had also developed diabetes. And so he wasn't doing really great the last few months. And we tried to give him the best quality of life we could. And we'd take him to the vet, every week to get him checked up on and weigh him and all that and see what we could do. The vet wanted us to buy... They say, because your dog's diabetic. And I said, well, how long does he have? He says, well, maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks, And she was just kind of giving a ballpark figure. And she says, what could help him, though, is you buy this special dog food, specially formulated dog food for diabetic dogs. And, my wife and I are thinking to myself, okay, well, maybe we can do that. So we looked at this dog food that's supposed to be this specially formulated dog food. Of course, they sold it there, right, the vet. Of course. How much was the specially formulated dog food? It was over $100 a bag for a little bag like this. And I think there was another bag that was like about $150 or $200. It was ridiculously priced. $100, and I checked the ingredients, and it didn't look like the ingredients were that much different from some of the other dog foods that we have served them. Maybe a little bit more, formulated a little bit more for a diabetic dog. I don't know, but we were seeing $100 a bag, and what happens if we buy a bag of this stuff and he doesn't want to eat it? Because Cosmo was a picky eater. He could be really picky. There's some things we've done that quite a bit in the past where we would buy some dog food for him and he would just turn his nose up at it. He wouldn't eat it. And of course, she didn't just buy one. She'd buy like a whole bunch of this dog food, and then we're stuck with this dog food he wouldn't eat. So we were kind of concerned that would be the case with this $100 a bag dog food because we couldn't afford it. And, besides that, some of the other things that we tried with him that he just didn't want to eat, he liked his food. There were certain things that he liked that he really enjoyed. So she and I thought about it for a while, and Tommy, and we thought, well, okay, it would be better to get him all this formulated stuff that he might not eat, or it would be better to just give him the best quality of life that we could, because we know he's going to pass after a certain period of time. Would it just be better to just let him have what he wants to eat so he can enjoy, his life? Because that's what I would. I mean, if I knew that I was going to pass away anyway, I don't want to be eating, broccoli and Brussels sprouts for the last few weeks because it might prolong my life for a day. I want to go out and have a. Yeah, if I'm going to go out, I want to go out big. I want to go out and enjoy my last few days, whatever time I have left. I want to enjoy it. I want to make the most of it. Enjoy it with gusto, right? So that's what we thought. We thought, well, you know what? Let's not make him more miserable with stuff that he doesn't like. Just give him the foods that we know he really loves, and that give him the best of it and make the most of it for him. And everybody kind of agreed with it because they thought that was the best. We all thought that was the best way to go. So that's what we fed him anyway. So he was getting on the last week or so, and maybe it was an omen. I don't know. But the last week or so of his life before he passed, he was getting kind of frail and everything. He wasn't getting around much. There was something that happened in our backyard, and I videotaped it. It wasn't taped. It was on my phone. I should know better. I'm a film and video guy, and here I am using the wrong terms. Anyway, I shot a video of it on my phone, and this is what it is. It's not very long, but it was kind of a cute video, and I thought, maybe, yeah, it seems like kind of an omen, but it just seems there's just something kind of bittersweet about it a little bit. And this was the last video that I think I ever shot of Cosmo, that anybody ever shot of him. It was his last video just before he passed, so I'd kind of like to share it with you now, in honor of. Pet Memorial, National Pet Memorial Day. So let me go ahead and roll this now. There's a deer in the yard, huh? There's a deer in the yard. Yeah. Deer was eating in the yard. Deer. Checking out the deer. Yeah, there's a deer. Get that, Cosmo. Yeah. Yeah, the deer was eating in the yard. How about that? What you gonna do about the deer, Cosmo? Huh? What are you gonna do about the deer? Yeah.
What you gonna do about the deer, Cosmo? Huh? Well, he's coming over to see you. Deer's coming to see Cosmo. Yeah, Cosmo. Cosmo, look, the deer's coming to say hi. There goes the deer, Cosmo. Deer says bye-bye.
Anyway, that was the last video we ever shot of him. We took a lot of pictures of the dog over the years. I thought it was kind of poignant because here this deer just showed up on our yard out of nowhere, and he was just standing around. And he was staring at Cosmo. Cosmo looked at him. There was a little bit before that where the deer was kind of looking at him, kind of watching, and he was actually closer to the house and just munching off one of the bushes there, and that's when Cosmo first saw him, and I walked out there and I saw him, and he was just kind of staring at the dog, and so I didn't even think to take the video until for a minute or two, until the deer kind of went away towards the back of the yard, and so I thought, I'd start shooting this video, and then Cosmo wanted to interact with the deer. The thing is that the deer didn't seem afraid of him. He just he was just staring at him, and then as Cosmo turned around, Cosmo thought, well, from far away it didn't seem that big of a threat, but as the deer got closer, he got a little skittish. He realized how large the deer was and kind of walked back, but the deer wasn't afraid of him. In fact, he started walking up to Cosmo a little bit, pretty close, and then Cosmo just got a little bit nervous about it, and then the deer just backed off and went on his way. But I thought that was a very interesting interaction, because usually the deer is kind of skittish, but the deer didn't seem to be afraid of him at all. Thought that was I don't know if animals can sense when other animals are sick or not doing well or dying. I don't know. It's quite possible. They say that dogs know that. They can sense it. Anyway, here is to Pet Memorial Day once again. I just thought that was an interesting video. I'd wanted to share that before. I just had gotten around to rendering the video so I could show it on the show. Let's see what's going on Facebook. Ed says, news from me. I attended the first annual, a.k.a. the inaugural Orlando Pen Fair for fountain pen nuts. Wow. Well, there's to Ed. Congratulations, Ed. The first annual inaugural Orlando Pen Fair for fountain pen nuts. Now, for those who are not unaware, Ed has long been a collector of fountain pens, pens in general, but particularly fountain pens. And he has quite a collection of antique fountain pens and fountain pens that are kind of unusual. I remember he's been doing that for decades. He was collecting them when he and I were roommates back in, my throat's dry. I need some more wine. There, that helps. But when we were roommates back in the around 1980 or so, late 70s, early 80s, and he was collecting fountain pens then, and I remember looking over his fountain pen collection and kind of impressed by it. He had amassed quite a collection then. And Ed, I take it that you've continued to do that over the years and that you probably have an even larger collection, almost as large as your collection of books, because Ed also collects books. He enjoys books and he enjoys writing as well. Good writer, by the way. My, I'm really drying up here in my throat. I got some editing to do later. So, Ed has had this collection of fountain pens for a long, long time. So I did not know that there was an Orlando Pen Fair. Apparently there wasn't until this year. So that sounds like fun. Now, me, I've collected pencils. I'm not as sophisticated as Ed. See, Ed collects the pens. He's more sophisticated than me. Me, I keep it simple and have my little pencil collection because I do collect pencils. I have done that for quite a while. And I have a little bit of a pencil collection over there. Some of it's kind of all around, but yeah. Well, that's great, Ed. That's great. How was it? I'm hoping it was a good fair. Did you pick up anything? Did you buy any pens or find anything that struck your fancy there and that looked pretty interesting for your collection? Well, I need more wine. Okay. Anyway, that sounds like that was a lot of fun. What else do we have going on here on... Okay, kind of quiet everyone else. Oh, and Barnstar's in the chat. It's great to see you. Wow, Barnstar, I am honored. I am honored that you're here. Barnstar says, ooh, got here just in time for the video short. Well, I'm glad you're here for that. And he says... keep it moving, buddy. Keep it moving, Cosmo. Yeah, he's quoting Cosmo. Oh, what a cute pup. That's so sweet. Cosmo must have been a great little companion, Rick. He was. He was an awesome dog. He was really Tommy's dog, Tommy Entio's dog. We got him for Tommy's, I think it was 10th birthday, I think. Yeah, that was got him for his 10th, maybe his 10th or 11th birthday. And they became very fast friends and great companions, and he was always by Tommy's side. And here's the thing, that when Tommy went off to college, which he was up at App State when Cosmo passed, when Tommy went up to college, Cosmo really, he'd wait for him to come home all the time. I kind of had to explain to him, well, Tommy's away at college. He's not going to be home for a while. About just two weeks before Cosmo passed, we made a special trip up to App State so that Cosmo and Tommy could spend the last weekend together. And I think Cosmo kind of sensed that. And he knew he was close. And he and Tommy, they just stuck together like glue the whole weekend. It was just, Cosmo never left his side the whole weekend. He was right there, pretty much. I think there was one time where he couldn't go with him. We were up at Blowing Rock. We were up in the town of Blowing Rock in the park. And Tommy and his sister wanted to walk around the park a little bit. And Cosmo couldn't go with them because they didn't allow the dogs in the park. Yeah, I know. A park where you don't allow dogs in the park. But, you know, go figure. But that was the rule there. You could get ticketed or something, arrested or something for having a dog in a park or something. I don't know. Anyway, I know it's dumb, but that was the rule. You know, rules, rules. So I had to stand there with Cosmo. Cosmo just had to stay with me while they were walking around the park a little bit. And Cosmo wasn't too happy about that because he loves the park and he, you know, wanted to be with Tommy. But they didn't stay out long. They just came right back and everything. But they got to spend a really great weekend together. I have a picture somewhere. I was going to share it, their last photo together. And I couldn't find it in time for the show. Maybe I'll post it again later on, or post it later on. Excuse me. And but it was very poignant. It was just kind of a sweet weekend, and it was just great that they got that time together. You know, Barnstar says And hey, hey, Mr. Rick, how have you been? Doing well here. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And yeah, we're doing fine as well. Well, well. And yeah, I'm glad to see you're here. And tell me what you're up to, Morris, sir. It's been a little while. Tell me what you're doing these days. We've got, what else we got? We'll tell a few dad jokes. Why not? Just because we can. Let's tell some dad jokes. Let's keep it lighter. It's been kind of a downer here. We're talking about pets passing and things like that. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Oh, by the way, before I go any farther, I did promise that I was going to tell you where you can get, because we are giving away some more Drink with Rick coasters, the official Drink with Rick coasters on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and I'll tell you where you can do this. Let me clear this out here just a moment. Okay, let me set this up. Oh, man, we got a couple of coasters here. I've got two coasters right here ready to give away. I'm going to put this on camera three so you'll know where exactly to get it. All right, Drink with Rick coasters. This is how it works. For those of you who are not familiar with this, it needs to go a little bit higher, doesn't it? Okay, I don't know. All right, so what you want to do is you want to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And this is while supplies last, by the way. Get two free Drink with Rick coasters while supplies last. And you can do this. You can. There's a limit of two per person. Continental U.S. Unfortunately, I can't ship it out if you're in Germany or whatever. I don't think I can ship it outside the U.S. right now, not for the postage. I have shipped some stuff overseas a few times, and it's been kind of problematic cost-wise, a little bit outside my budget. And in one case, to England, sending a couple of things to England, I didn't think I could even do it, period. And I found a way to do it, but it took me a long time before I could get it done. And then I don't know if they ever got it or not, because they didn't come back and say that they actually got it. But it took me like 6 months or almost a year to ship something out to them. Anyway, Continental US, send in a self-addressed stamped envelope to me, and I'm going to give the address. You're going to send it out to me at Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, REA Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Once again, Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray, REA Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. You send me that self-addressed stamped envelope. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to take an envelope, put another envelope in it that's addressed to yourself and with a stamp on it for proper postage. And it's going to look like this. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that and put a couple pair of coasters in there and seal them up, mail it right back out to you. See if you can get them right away. And I'm going to just send those out to you for free. I have enough of these to carry me through September, I think, from the way things have been going. I'll probably order some more. So if I run out before the end of September, I'll try to have some ordered for October for the holidays so we can get some more out to everybody. And, of course, sometimes we give them away when we do our giveaways. And, of course, you know, we do giveaways towards the end of the year and throughout the year. I'm planning on having the 2023 National Day calendars, a couple of those to give away on the show here at the end of the year, and some books. Now, the book I'm reading now, I don't know how many people would want to, but I'm still reading this thing. I haven't picked it up in the last week. I've been busy. So I'm still at the same spot that I was. I know. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of myself. I haven't really read anything for the last week or two. And it's pretty sad because it's actually an easy book to read. This is called It's Not the Cookie, It's the Bag, an easy-to-follow guide for weight loss success by my friend Maxwell Ivey, Jr., Maxwell Ivey, who is the blind blogger. And he wrote this book. He's written a number of books and pretty good. And the book so far has been pretty good. And I have learned a lot from it. I have not implemented any of it yet because I want to finish the book yet and because I like the bag of cookies too much. to be honest. And I've got to work on that. But I figured, you know, since I finish this book, I'm going to start this diet program here. It worked for him. Maybe it'll work for me. We'll see. Anyway, I will give a full review on the book as soon as I finish it. Maybe I psychological, maybe I've been putting this off because I know that I'm going to have to start the diet when I finish reading the book. And maybe I just like food too much to start this diet. I'm ashamed to say. Anyway, so that's what I've got going on there. Ed says, he picked up some things at the pen fair. Well, let's see what we've got here. Ed says, got a resin pen from the man who made it, and a vintage Parker 21 desk set, and a couple of bottles of ink. Won a pen as a door prize. Wow, congratulations there. I didn't get new pens again until about 3 years ago. Lots of orders through eBay. Bought raffle tickets that won me no pens, but proceeds of raffle ticket sales were donated to help save the coral reefs. Well, that's a good cause. That's a very good cause. But I know at least one of the pens that you mentioned, the Parker 21 desk set, I do recall those pens. I never owned one. I have never owned a desk set from Parker. I do. Oh, wow. Is it across the room? It is. I can't reach it right now. Yes, no, it's actually in the next room. My wife and my kids gave me 1 year. I've got to show this again. I had a picture somewhere. I don't think I have it here to show you, but maybe next week what I can do is I can bring it in and show you. It's a really nice pen set that I think they picked it up from Things Remembered in the mall. And it has a really nice display where you can slip in a photo, and then it has a pen and a clock and stuff. The pen is really nice. It's a nice quality. Now, it's a ballpoint. It's not a fountain pen, but it's a really nice quality pen. But Tia, CM Cinder, did a drawing, which was a really nice reproduction of a family photo that we took. And she made it a little bit more humorous and comical, but it's really, really cool. And I've got it in the next room, by the way. I should have thought to bring it in here, but I guess maybe if I remember, maybe I can do that next week, show you off. It's kind of cool. A couple of bottles of ink. So you won the pen as a door prize, a pen as a door prize. Well, so a resin pen from the man who made it. That's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind going to a show like that sometime and see what that's like. That could be kind of cool. I'm not really a pen collector myself, although my wife would disagree. I have a lot of pens. I have a lot of pens, mostly ballpoint. I actually do have some fountain pens. I have a few fountain pens. I have not used them in ages, but I do have a few fountain pens in my collection. Mostly what I do is I have promotional pens and stuff in my media collection, like these right here, a lot of which came from PodFest and some work-related pens, you know, buy two-way radios and all that kind of stuff where I work. But no, I have a lot of pens here that I've never used and probably never will. I've thrown away a few pens. I have some pretty cool novelty pens that were kind of neat that I still keep around just because I like them, just because of the novelty of it. But I'm nowhere near the degree of a passion that you have for them, Ed, and the degree of interest and your collection. And I'd say keep doing it because the collection that I recall that you had at the time, some pretty impressive antique pens, I believe. And some of those, I'm sure, are worth quite a bit of money, especially these days, especially now. Anyway, what else we got going on? See, this is what I'm talking about. Get in here and tell me what you're up to or tell me what's going on with you. And, this, you're driving the show here. So I've already gone off, on tangents here. Barnstar says it's been a busy summer here maintaining the land and barnyard animals. Spent the week cutting down some dead trees on the land. So that's been tiring, but likewise, it's great to see you again. It's always great to see you, Barnstar. virtually, as we usually see each other virtually here. But I am pretty sure that it is just about pretty much harvest time, I believe. Barstar says, antique pen collecting sounds like a great pastime. You know what? Ed has enjoyed it for many years, and he does have a passion for it. And that's kind of where I started collecting pencils, because when I started collecting pencils, my daughter Tia started doing a little bit early on, and then she kind of gave up that, and then I started just collecting it and just still collect pencils, and it was kind of Ed was in a way, it was kind of an inspiration for me, because you know, I used to say, hey, Ed collects pens, I can collect pencils. But it's cool. You can get some pretty cool pencils. I have a pencil that's a one-of-a-kind pencil that's definitely not around anymore, that I have as a keepsake, and it is from the Ed, you remember this, the Association of Cinematic and Video Arts, which was formerly known as the Cinematography Club of Orlando, which is where some of my filmmaking buddies and I, where we make films, that some of the ones I've shown here on the show in the past, in which I plan to show. I had planned to show one tonight. I had planned to show a film called Jim and Eric. I don't have it ready to show yet, because I had planned to have it ready to show, but I've spent most of the week work and doing other things, and I didn't really get a chance to sit down, because it takes an evening or so to sit down and work on some of the stuff. And I just didn't get a chance to do it this week. I'm going to try to do it tomorrow and this coming week. This coming week's going to be busy for me too, but at work. But this past week's been pretty busy. We've spent quite a bit of time shopping around, because Tom Mantio's been searching for a car. He's to buy a car, and I do want to give him a shout out, because I want to say congratulations to Tom Mantio on his new car. He just bought a new car. I say congratulations. Nice car, by the way. I think he worked out a fairly decent price for it. I will say that I am happy that he has the car, mainly because so I can be done with car shopping. Not that I don't like car shopping with my son. It's just that it takes a lot out of you to go shop around, go car shopping. It does. It takes a lot. It's very time consuming. And it really just eats up your evenings, or your late afternoons, your day or whatever. And plus, when you're working full time, it's harder to do that too. Ed says, my old pens are vintage now, even if they were new back when I got them 40 years ago. So some of your pens, yeah, but you've had some pens that were older than that at the time. Some of them you got new, but as I recall, I think you showed me a few that were even vintage back then. So yeah, they're probably, some of them are probably are worth quite a bit. Hold on to them. That's good. I think that's a good investment. I think it's a good investment for that. 40 years ago. Has it been that long? Wow. It's about right. Wow. Over 40 years. Because you had some of those pens before I even met you, I believe. So, over 40 years ago. Wow. Here's my good friend Ed, by the way. And his pen collection, which I think is pretty cool. Okay, so what else we got going on here? Kind of quiet everywhere else. Okay, good. Good. I want you to join in. We're probably just going to close it up early tonight, folks, because that's just about mostly what I've got. There is one thing that I do want to. I'm going to give a final review of the wine. Oh, dad jokes. Did I forget the dad jokes? I sure did. All right, let's tell a few dad jokes, okay? Tell a few dad jokes. Okay, let's see what I got here. Dad jokes. I can't tell COVID jokes. That's still too early for that sort of thing. Here's go. Here you go. How did the pirate get a ship show cheap? It was on sale. S-A-I-L. Get it? Sale. Sale. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that wasn't even worth a rim shot. What do you call a laughing jar of mayonnaise? I have to spell this one. L-M-A-Y-O. I'll give that one a rim shot. I'm starting a flight company exclusively for bald people. I'll call it Receding Airlines. That was bad. That was really bad. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me. I know, I think I've told that one before, right? I'm not reading that one either. Okay. What do you call an obese psychic? A fortune teller. I can tell that joke because I'm. No. I can't read that one either. My boss asked me why I only get sick on work days. I said it must be my weekend immune system. And no, I'm not reading that one either. But I will say this. Whoever stole my depression medication, I hope you're happy. All right. Why does Sherlock Holmes love Mexican restaurants? They give him good case ideas. Oh, that took me a second. Okay. All right. So that was funny. Okay. That one took me a second to get that one. Good case ideas. Good taste. Okay. I don't know why I was slow to pick that one up. Did anybody else get that right away? Was it just me? I was just slow on it. What did the Japanese cannibal eat for dinner? Does anybody know that one? What did the Japanese cannibal... This is disgusting. What did the Japanese cannibal eat for dinner? Raw men. I shouldn't have read that one. That was awful. On more than one level. The world tongue twister champion just got arrested. I hear they're going to give him a really tough sentence. What? We had a discussion about something like this today, and I'm not even going to go into the discussion. What do you call a zombie who cooks stir fries? Dead man walking. Goodness. That one I can't read either. No. That's in very poor taste. I don't know where I got these from. I think I got them from online. Some of these things are not in very good taste at all. Goodness. Let me see if I can find one that I can read. I read that one before. There you go. Ed would appreciate this one. My IQ test results came back. They were negative. I had a Mensa joke in here somewhere. I don't remember where it is. I don't like to make too many Mensa jokes. I just... that was not a joke, by the way. I really don't. I like to think I'm smarter than that. I was around. That just came out, okay? Yeah, it just came out. I mean, you know, not sure if you've noticed this, but I love bad puns. I love wordplay. That's just how I roll. Okay, now let's wrap this up tonight. It's getting, and things are going downhill fast. Anybody still watching me? These are really, really bad. What's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot. Oh, well, a steak pun is a rare medium done well. And with that, I think we're closing out the dad jokes for the evening, unless anyone else has any. Send in your dad jokes to rick@savoyamedia.com. rick@savoyamedia.com. There it is. The email address is right here. rick@savoyamedia.com. Right down there. And if I read them on the show, you could win a dad joke book. I don't have it in front of me, do I? I have one usually nearby. Okay, Ed says, I think you got pens that you might remember. They are now over a century of age. Wow, that's 100 years old fountain pens. Wow, that's pretty impressive, Ed. It really is. All right, so Barnstar says, oh, wow, these jokes, just wow. And he also says, I've already harvested my hay and alfalfa field about 3 weeks. This is not a dad joke, by the way. Barnstar does have a farm. I've already harvested my hay and alfalfa field about 3 weeks ago. It's been a very rainy monsoon season, so I may get another harvest out of it sometime in October. Wow, that's pretty cool. Barnstar says, got to say case ideas really quickly, then it works. Yeah, I think you're right. I didn't do that. I didn't deliver it that well. I used to, yeah. And Barnstar says, well, I got to mosey along now, Rick, but nice to hang out here again, my friend. Take care. And right back at you, Barnstar. You take care. Hope you have a great one and have a great week. Please stop back here next week on the Saturday Night Wine stream, please. And hopefully you can stay longer and... hopefully I'll have some more fun films to show. All right, it's time to do the final review of the wine. So this is what's been happening here. I have been drinking this. I want a wine in this. So I've been drinking this Bordeaux. And we know it's a Bordeaux. Le Port de Bordeaux. We know it's a Bordeaux because it says it like 3 times in the front of the label, and it says it about 3 or 4 more times on the back of it. I don't think I've ever seen a wine label where it just keeps repeating the type of wine it is over and over and over again. I just thought that was humorous. Le Port de Bordeaux, and it is a Bordeaux 2021. Now, I think this wine is still tasting a little on the young side. I really do. And as it's opened up some more, I would have to say that I think I would have kept it in the bottle uncorked for maybe about 5-6 more months, and then I'd probably uncork it and probably be okay. But it does taste a little on the young side to me. Cherry and strawberry on the nose, cherry and strawberry in the mouth, and I think a couple other things too. I think I was tasting a little bit of, it's kind of a little oaky. Oh. Oh. Chocolate was there before. I'm tasting this a little more pronounced now, and I'm getting a little, maybe a little, what do you call fennel? Tasting a slight fennel in here? That's interesting. Come to think of a barn star, it does kind of have a barnyard taste to it, just a little bit. A little earthy. A little oaky, a little earthy, and yeah, I was tasting a slight hint of fennel in it. Not a lot, but a slight hint of it. And it's I don't want to say it's medium bodied. Well, I guess it is medium bodied. It's not a full bodied wine. Medium to light bodied, probably a little more medium. It is not a bold wine. It's kind of medium on that. There is tannin on this wine. There's more tannin than I would have thought there was. It's not super tannic, but it's a lot. And I like good tannins. I really do. But it's a little more tannic than I would have expected, really. But it's decent. It also has a very light finish, and it still does. As it's opened up, I would say that it is a very light finish. Not a lot going on there. It just kind of goes down, and you drink it, it goes down there, and it's gone. Now, maybe it's because it's a lighter alcohol content. I think it's because it's not quite matured yet for a wine. Yeah, not much of a finish to this wine at all. As a matter of fact, it just kind of goes down and that's it. That's it. But I like the wine. It's okay. I mean, it is an easy drinking wine. I have to say it is easy to drink, as I can tell because I really haven't had that much. Look at that, only about a third of the bottle at this point. I might have more for the night's over. I don't know, but it's an easy drinking wine. For what I pay $7.49, I don't know that I would buy this again for $7.49. I would say this is probably more of a $5 or $6 bottle of wine. But then again, with inflation as it is, who knows? Maybe it is worth $7.49 now. With inflation as it is now. For all I know, it could be up to $10 a bottle in another 6 months. Who knows, just because the way the economy is going. But it's okay. It's okay. This is not a wine that I would drink every day, but, it's all right. It's okay. So not bad. And it went okay. The burger, if I was going to have it with a burger, I'd have it with a full burger, not just the burger meat. The turkey, it went pretty well with the turkey. So I think this is probably a good one to go with, as I mentioned earlier, duck and chicken and roasted chicken, roasted duck and things like that. I would roasted turkey, because I had it with the turkey. That's what I had it with the turkey. And it went okay with the cheeses, although I have to say that it went better with the Gouda. It wasn't too bad. All right. But I think that the Gouda really, I think the Gouda helped the wine more than the wine helped the Gouda. It's just my opinion of it. But it's okay. That's my final review of it. So if there's nothing else, anybody else has any final thoughts, any final things they want to bring up? If no one does, so I think we'll close it up for tonight. Let me check the chats one more time. Ah, Ed, I think has a... Oh, Ed has a dad joke. Ed says, convicts have a favorite punctuation mark, the period. It means the end of a sentence. Did you just make that one up? Not bad. Not bad. Pretty decent. Okay. Means the end of a sentence. That's good. I like that. Actually, you know what, Ed? I think you earned some applause on that one. That's a good one. All right. I want to bring out someone else, another friend of mine here. Before I do, I just do want to remind everybody that we are in hurricane season. For those of you, especially on the East Coast, we are in the throes of hurricane season. We've had a few named storms already passing by. We've had one off the coast here of North Carolina that hasn't hit through here, but it's been off the coast. It's been bringing some rain, quite a bit of rain. And I just want to let everybody know that with this season, I think it's very, very important that everybody have, that everybody be prepared. Just be prepared. Get yourself an emergency weather radio. Let me show you something. I've got it right here in front of me. Right here. This ER-310, which is one I have. I have a ER-310, which is emergency radio, weather radio. Not only has all the NOAA weather channels on it, it also has a lot of other features. It has an AM-FM radio, has a really nice flashlight. The emergency, it does the SOS. That's kind of cool. Yeah, the SOS. I'm trying not to shoot it right into the camera. But it's got a lot of cool features. It has the weather alerts on it. And, it has solar power. You can power it up with a hand crank. If you're out of power, hand crank. You can power up other devices with it. You can plug it into a, plug your cell phone into it and everything and power it up that way. Solar powered. I've done that. I've taken it outside numerous times and on a sunny day and just set it outside, bring it in the end of the day, and it's all charged up. And it's pretty cool. And this one also has a dog whistle on it. And that's so that if you get, find yourself in a situation like, buried in the snow or something and nobody can find you, here you set the dog whistle and the dogs can hear it and they can find you. The search and rescue dogs can find you and get you out of there. So it's pretty cool. This is a pretty cool radio. I've given a lot of these away to friends, family members as gifts. And I think we even gave one away on the show before on the wine stream. And a really cool radio. I like this. It's called a Midland. This is made by Midland. Midland ER-310. Really cool radio. And it has a telescopic antenna on it there. So you get all your radio, your weather alerts and everything. Pretty cool device. It also works on lithium batteries, and you can charge it up as well. But this is kind of one thing that comes in handy to keep in the car or in the house. We've used it on numerous occasions. We take it with us on trips. Every time we go on a trip, we take it with us just in case. This has come in handy on numerous occasions when we've lost power. And I just grab this thing and we've got light and we've got the radio and everything like that. So it's good to have. Anyway, if you're interested in getting one, you can go, got this up, don't I? Yes, I do. You can go to buytwowayradios.com, buytwowayradios.com. We got a bunch of other weather radios, and we got all kinds of radios there. We have FRS, GMRS, ham, marine, airband radios, business radios, MERS radios, all different kinds, CB radios. We have all different kinds of radios. And if you go to buytwowayradios.com, and you can enter the promo code SHOW at checkout, you can save 5% off your order, off the entire order of everything. Just go to buytwowayradios.com, enter promo code WINESHOW, WINESHOW. Enter promo code WINESHOW at checkout, you can save 5% off the entire order. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for buytwowayradios.com. I don't make any extra. They're not paying me to do this. This is not a paid endorsement. I want to be very clear about this. Not a paid endorsement. Oh, wow. I got this doubled up, don't I? Forgot to turn that off. This is not a paid endorsement. What else did I do here? Did I do something else? Oh, yes, I did. There we go. I got all kinds of stuff going on here. I can't go through one episode without making some kind of an error. You know, one of these days, I'm going to do the perfect show. It won't be tonight because I've already screwed that up. But one of these nights, I'm going to do the perfect show. Everything's going to go off like clockwork. Everything's going to work just fine. No flubs, no errors, mistakes, whatever. Unfortunately, won't be tonight. Thanks to me. All right. Just for full disclosure, they don't pay me to talk about the radios. Okay, just something I do on my own. My boss gave me a promo code to give out to you. And as a matter of fact, the company makes 5% less on it because we're giving you the promo code. But I don't get a commission on that or anything like that. Okay, no affiliate involved or anything like that. That's just me giving something to you because I like to do that. So just to let you know. So anyway, I think that does it for the show tonight. Yeah, I think it does it. Let's get it together. Unless anyone has any final thoughts, there is one person that I do want to bring out. Let me check the final thoughts here. Anybody else got anything? Oh, Yadagami Sama is in the chat. Yadagami, have you been there for a couple of minutes? Because I keep checking around. I didn't see you in there. It must have just popped up. Yadagami says, hey, Rick, what are you drinking tonight? And I think, you must have just missed it. I'll pop it up there again. It's good to see you, by the way, Yadagami. It's great to see you. And I hope you're having a great weekend so far. This is called Le Pot de Bordeaux. It's a French wine. It's a French Bordeaux, as a matter of fact. And they've let us know that in no uncertain terms because it's plastered all over the front and back of this bottle. And it's okay. It's a decent wine. It's not my favorite, but it's as Bordeaux's go, it's okay. I've had worse. I've had better. I've had worse. It's okay for Bordeaux. It's not bad. But hope you're doing well, by the way. All right, so there is one more celebrity that I want to bring out tonight. Is this a local celebrity? A celebrity here on the wine stream, the Saturday Night Wine Stream, A Drink with Rick. And I think those of you who've been watching for any length of time know exactly who I'm talking about. And it is none other than Roadkill Bill. That's right. Roadkill Bill is the official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and he is the official mascot for a reason, a very good reason, because he's a Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill has a message for everyone out there. That message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, right, Bill? Yeah. If you have to go, don't be all squirrely on me. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, but just the best thing to do is just stay put. Please. It's not worth it. And think of other people as well as yourself, all those around you. You may be fine. You may think you're fine, but you know what? When you have had a few and a few too many, and when I'm saying you, I'm not saying you, I'm just talking in general terms, you know, the average person, you, it does have a tendency to cloud one's judgment and to kind of make one think that they're capable of doing more than they are capable of doing. That's very important to understand and to keep in mind. So it's really, even if you think that you're fine, you may not be fine. And that could be a problem. DUIs are a problem. I mean, especially in most states these days, one DUI can, even if you don't hurt anybody, can land you in jail. They can take away your license for a period of time or permanently in some cases, unless you're, I'm not going there. Okay. But let's just say for most of us, who fall within the law, they can, it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well. In a worst case scenario, you or someone you love or someone else that someone else loves could wind up like a friend of mine who lost his use of his legs in an accident years and years ago. He was confined to a wheelchair. Or you could wind up like my nephew, a beloved nephew who lost his life and who is now, now he's not with us anymore. And a father, a husband and a father, and is not with us anymore. And that hurt a lot. It hurt all of us a lot. He lost his life from a drunk driver. And this person was a repeat offender. This is someone who had been an offender more than once and wound up apparently back on the road again, doing it again. And this time he took away my nephew. So I speak from experience when I say, please don't drink and drive. And I don't mean to put a pall on this, and I don't mean to be a downer on this to end the show, but I feel that it's so important. I'm doing a show about wine, and I think that it's my responsibility to remind everybody to be responsible about that, as I try to be. And please don't do it because I care about you. I care about everyone here. I want to see you to come back, not just to see you come back on the show again, but I just want to see you that you're going to be okay in life, so and to live a long and prosperous life, and that's just coming from me. I mean that. Please do not drink and drive. Please do not text and drive because that's also very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, as I said already, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.